Week 1, Tuesday, Matins. Second Nocturne. May God come forward, and his enemies flee from him. Psalm 68, Part 1. May God come forward and scatter his enemies. May those who hate him flee from him. Have them be driven off like smoke drifting away. When God appears, have immoral people die out like wax before a fire. Then virtuous people will be overjoyed. They will hold a celebration before God. Yes, they should enjoy themselves to the full and sing to God with psalms to his name. They should glorify the one who rides upon the clouds and shout out his name, Yah, and show their delight in him. God in his holy place is father of the fatherless, defender of widows. He finds families for those with no one. He brings captives out into freedom, while he exiles rebels into the desert. When you left at the head of your people, my God, when you marched out through the wasteland, the ground shook under you, and the sky melted at the presence of God, Israel's God, and you sent abundant rain on us, my God. And that was how you strengthened your people when they grew weary. Your people found a land to live in, a land your goodness gave to the poor. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May God come forward and his enemies flee from him. Our God is a God who saves us. It is he, the Master, who holds the keys of death. Part 2. This was God's message, and a huge throng delivered it. Kings at the head of armies are fleeing, they are running away, and the wives at home divide the plunder. Though you lie down among the sheepfolds, they will look like doves with silver wings, like birds whose feathers are gleaming gold. When the Omnipotent scattered its kings, it was white as snow in Zalmon. The mountains of Bashan are mountains of God. The mountains of Bashan are full of high peaks. Why are you filled with envy, mountains, for all your peaks? These are the mountains where God chose to live, and Yahweh will make them his home forever. God has 20,000 chariots. No, God's chariots are thousands upon thousands, and Yahweh moves among them as on Sinai in the sacred region. You have gone up to your lofty throne. You have captured captivity. You have received your tribute from mankind, even from the ones who rebelled, so that our God Yahweh could live there. May God be blessed, since he gives us his gifts every day, and is the God who rescued us. Our God is the God who rescues. And the keys to unlock death belong to our God Yahweh. And God will strike the heads of his enemies and split the hairy scalps of those who keep defying him. Yahweh said, I will bring them back from Bashan, return them from the depths of the sea, so that your feet can trample them in their own blood, and the tongues of dogs make a feast on your enemies. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Our God is a God who saves us. It is he, the Master, who holds the keys of death. Sing praise to God, kingdoms on earth. Make music in the Master's honor. Part 3. They will see the procession in your honor, my God, the procession of my God, my King, into the holy place. The singers first, the musicians last, and between them, maidens with tambourines. Bless God in your festival meetings. Bless Yahweh, sources of the people Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin at the head, the princes of Judah with the throng of them. There are the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. Your God has been at the command of your might, and so please, my God, make secure what you have done for us. Because of your temple in Jerusalem, kings will bring you tribute. Menace the animals living among the reeds, the herd of bulls whose calves are people, till they submit their tribute of silver, and then scatter those whose pleasure is war. Emissaries will appear from Egypt, and even Ethiopia will lift up his hands to God. Sing to God, kingdoms on earth. Sing praises to Yahweh, to the one who rides upon the spheres, the ancient spheres of the sky. He thunders out his voice of power, and so recognize the might of God. His supremacy hovers over Israel, and his strength is found in the clouds. My God, you are more awesome than your sacred places. Israel's God is the one who gives his people strength and might. May God be blessed. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Sing praise to God, kingdoms on earth. Make music in the Master's honor. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I am the Master, your God.